when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, March 18th, in the headlines. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the General Assembly and member states that Dominica has not fulfilled its financial obligations to the United Nations and is subjected to invocation of Article 19 of the UN Charter. A Caribbean Tourism Organization report revealed a Caribbean tourism experienced a significant surge in 2023, marking a continuation of its recovery as international stayover arrivals increased by 14.3%.
As it happens, when it happens.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that he will continue military operations against Hamas in Gaza, where relief organizations warn hunger is imminent as ceasefire talks were scheduled to restart. The news is brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading Agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news.
You get to a certain age, different things drive you. Like the anticipation of a new adventure, the comfort of having friends who become family, or just enjoying that journey to the next destination. At Beacon, we've given our 50-plus drivers more value and greater convenience with hassle-free sign-up, affordable fixed rates, and free benefits. Call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacondominica.com for a quote today. And let us help you keep doing what drives you.
Dominica continues to be listed as a country in arrears of the payment of its financial contributions to the United Nations, according to a 13 March letter from Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, addressed to the President of the General Assembly, which informed member states that Dominica is one of the seven countries that has not fulfilled its financial obligations to the United Nations. Since January 2024, Dominica has been subjected to invocation of Article 19 of the United Nations Charter. Under Article 19 of the United Nations Charter, a member state in arrears of payments of dues in the amount that equals or exceeds the contributions due for two preceding years loses its vote in the General Assembly. As a result, Dominica cannot vote on any United Nations resolution. This current situation with non-payment of dues to the United Nations started at the beginning of 2024 and is yet to be addressed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. A first letter from the Secretary General on 8th of January, addressed to the President of the General Assembly, informed member states that Dominica had lost its voting rights. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. United Workers Party leader and financial economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine is appealing to Granby residents to embrace their culture of independence and logic come the next general election in Dominica. Dr. Fontaine says from an analytical point of view, the residents of the Granby constituency have not economically benefited as they should have over the past decade. He called on them to embrace the United Workers Party as an alternative to restore prosperity to Granbyans.
People of Granby who have given support, diligent support, continuous support to this Labour Party government. And what do you have to show for it? What do you have to show for it? There is nothing that this government has done that I can say equates to the kind of support that you, the people of Granby, has given to this administration. And I think now is the time for you to start to think, is it worth it? Is it worth it to continue to support a government that ignores the plight of your children, a government that will not do anything to create jobs or opportunities for the people of Grand Bay, a community that has been devastated through immigration because a number of persons from Grand Bay prefer to immigrate out of Dominica than to remain in Dominica under those circumstances. So you have to begin to think, can you do better? Should you do better? And of course, the question to that is, yes, you can do better and you should do better.
United Workers Party leader and financial economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine, vice president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Cesar Emmanuel, has voiced concerns over the systematic dismantling of institutions mandated by the Constitution to oversee the governance of the country. He urged for collective action to defend these institutions from further degradation.
Rule of law is what governs us in Dominica. And the rule of law really is the Constitution. And folks out there, the Constitution establishes institutions for the state to function. And those institutions, such as the judiciary, the executive branch, the legislative branch, you have the presidency, and you go on and on of the institutions that are established by the rule of law. And look at what is happening to those institutions. Look at what's happening to those institutions. They are being significantly destroyed. Institutions that are being established by the rule of law has been significantly destroyed. So it is time we stand up and defend those institutions. Because it is those institutions that help us to preserve democracy. Right now, they need our help.
Emmanuel elaborated that discussions regarding the institutions established by the legislation must acknowledge their critical role. He emphasized that without these institutions to steer the country's governance, effective governance would be impossible.
When we speak of our institutions, we should take into consideration that without them, we are nothing. We expose ourselves to tyranny. And that is exactly what's happening today. The institutions are falling one by one. Look at what happened to Mr. Jason Grogg. That is his name, Brother John.
Yes. Yep.
Where the judiciary totally disregarded the legal rights of an individual within a particular geographical space. And just hook him on my plane, send him away, not giving him the due process that is required by our legal institution to determine whether or not he should be deported or save time in jail. Folks, we have to defend the judiciary because it's being used by one, not dictators, you know, but wannabe dictators. Because these guys, don't know what dictatorship is. They do not know. They're trying to be dictators, but in the process, they're benefiting themselves by killing softly the institutions that are supposed to be governing the state through which the people are to democratize themselves. By that, I mean be free to participate in the affairs of the state without fear.
And that was Cesar Emmanuel, vice president of the Concerned Citizens Movement. A leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Bernard Ito, has emphasized the urgency for the residents of Granby to advocate for their desire for the community to be independent. He stressed the importance of reclaiming their identity as a vibrant and passionate community, which he believes will contribute to generating income for the people of the community and the country by extension. Ito also expressed his belief that there is an urgent need for a shift in the country's governance.
I believe the time is now when Granby must say, we want to be an independent people again. We want to be a passionate people again. We want to use our creativity to create a new economy for ourselves. And Granby are very intelligent, capable people. You can create a new economy. We can rescue this country because nobody represents, in my mind, the passion, the resistance, the creativity that we need to transform our country. Because at this time in history, our country desperately needs to be transformed. Our country needs to be rescued. Because what we are fighting for tonight is not just electoral reform, you know, my friends. We are actually fighting for the very soul of Dominica. We are fighting to say, what will Dominica be? What kind of country will we be? Will we be the sort of country that's controlled by one man that decides how we live? that decides how we die, that decides how much money we make. It is arrogance.
Ito added that Granby embodies a spirit of resilience, passion, and creativity, making it a significant asset that should be embraced and mobilized in addressing the challenges confronting the nation.
Will we be that sort of country, or will we transform into a country where there's opportunity for everybody? For you, for your children, where people get what they deserve, a fair system, a fair judicial system where you do not get justice based on who you are, but justice based on what is reasonable and right by law. My friends, that is what we're fighting for in this country right now. That is the critical thing that we're trying to transform this country by now, and that is why we're in Granby. Because if any place has the spirit of resistance, the spirit, the passion, the creativity to transform our country, it is in Granby. And we want to embrace that spirit. We want to pull that spirit into the struggle, because we're in a new struggle. Remember what I tell you. We started Dominica. It was right here in Granby the first estates were established, and Granby started the whole idea of a Dominican nation. But now we need a new idea of a Dominican nation.
Dominica Freedom Party leader Bernard Ito. Meantime, president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, is disheartened by the lack of interest and professionalism with being shown by some members of the Electoral Commission. He recalled the announcement by Prime Minister Skerrit after the 2019 election in his victory speech, where he promised the Dominican people that his administration would aid the Electoral Commission in fast-tracking electoral reform in Dominica within the first 100 days of taking up office. Boston says the hiring of Sudanese Piran by the Skerrit regime was unnecessary. He spoke at the Electoral Reform Assembly in Granby on Sunday.
Can you imagine? The Prime Minister told us after the 2019 election that reform is a vexing issue, and in his first 100 days after the last 2019 election, he would look after reform. He then appointed Sir Dennis Byron, paid $450,000. What we had done already, the CCM had done that work. The United Workers Party had done that work. The Freedom Party had done that work. And every organization in Dominica got involved in having that work done. There was a group of civil society made up of the church, the business community, and the union. And they too had done some work on reform. The report went to government, and the government, instead of moving, and all this work was done free of charge, the government decided that they would bring in the OAS, CARICOM, and the Commonwealth to do a survey on reform. They did their work, and then they presented a report to the government. The Attorney General, Levi Peter, he said if they had to implement what was recommended, it would cost the country some money, and it would be too close to the election. Election was about a year or more, brothers and sisters, away.
And that was Dominica Freedom Party President Johnson Boston. United Workers Party leader and former IMF financial economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine has responded to the report issued by the IMF on March 16 for 2024 and explained that the International Monetary Fund, IMF, predicted a 4.6% average growth for Dominica during the period 2024-2025. In its staff concluding statement from the 2024 Article 5 mission held in Dominica from March 5th to 14th, the IMF attributed a projected growth to stay-over tourism returning to pre-pandemic levels, agriculture expansion initiatives, and advancements in priority infrastructure projects. I quote, "The outlook remains positive, predicated on a full recovery of stay-over arrivals, implementation of key investment plans, and prudent fiscal management," close quote. The inflation is projected to coverage of 2% production, the new airport and hotel projects to expand tourism capacity, and projects to bolster resilience infrastructure, and expected to yield long-term growth dividends and reduce external imbalances, the report stated. Dr. Fontaine explains how the IMF does its calculations and what is meant in economics when the IMF says the economy has fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels, as the COVID-19 pandemic shrunk Dominica's economy by 16.6% in 2020.
Now, in the IMF is now saying that in 2021, 2022, and 2023, in those 3 years, the economy has recovered to its pre-pandemic position, or its pre-COVID position. In other words, there have been reasonable growth to allow us to go back to erase that 16.6% loss that we had. Now, that is very important, because the issue that a lot of people are having is they're saying, but we are not seeing the growth. We are not seeing how we could have, for example, 4.9% growth or 6.9% growth last year. Where is it? You know, one of the things I wish to explain, and which is very important for us to understand, is that a rate of growth is just like a mathematical formula, okay? You basically take the growth of last year. So if it was whatever the growth it was last year, you look at what happened this year and you get a percentage increase, okay? Now what happens is that when you've had a major reduction, as we had in 2020, a 16% or almost 17% reduction, it causes the base that we're using to be much lower. So much so that when we calculate in subsequent years, the rate of growth, I say, is exaggerated.
Dominica, and that was a former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. In other news, in a recent update from the Caribbean Tourism Organization, it has been revealed that CARICOM Caribbean tourism experienced a significant surge in 2023, marking a positive continuation of its recovery trend. International stayover arrivals to the region saw an estimated increase of 14.3%, as reported by the Caribbean Tourism Organization. The Caribbean Tourism Performance Review 2023 was presented in Bridgetown by Donor Regis Prosper, the Secretary General of the CTO. Regis Prosper highlighted that the growth observed last year aligned with the CTO's forecast and credited it to several factors. These included sustained demand for outbound travel from the United States, which serves as the Caribbean's primary source market, improved tourism infrastructure within the destinations, effective strategic marketing campaigns, and increased airlift capacity between the region and its source markets, though not evenly distributed across all destinations. Despite variations in regional performance, the global tourism recovery remained resilient, noted Regis Prosper, with the Caribbean surpassing pre-pandemic levels by modest 0.8%. This performance outpaced most other major global regions in terms of recovery. And while ceasefire negotiations were scheduled to restart, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared on Sunday that he will continue the military operations against Hamas in Gaza, where relief organizations warn that hunger is imminent. After almost 5 months of fighting, Netanyahu announced a cabinet conference that Israel will advance into Rafah.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday pushed back fiercely against what he described as international pressure over the war in Gaza. At a cabinet meeting, he said, "To our friends in the international community, I say, is your memory so short? So quickly you forgot about October 7th, the worst massacre committed against Jews since the Holocaust?" And he repeated his determination to send forces into Rafah, the city on the border with Egypt, overrun by civilian refugees who fled their shattered homes elsewhere in the Gaza Strip. He said, "No international pressure will stop us from achieving all the goals of the war, eliminating Hamas, freeing all of our hostages, and ensuring that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel. In order to do that, we will operate in Rafah too." Earlier on Sunday, Netanyahu also hit back at a speech made last week by the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. The Democrat and longstanding supporter of Israel stunned observers when he directly criticized Netanyahu.
The fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
And called for new elections in Israel. Speaking on CNN, Netanyahu said Schumer's comments were, quote, totally inappropriate. But Netanyahu is facing pressure from inside Israel as well.
Election now to change the prime minister and the all ministers.
Thousands of Israelis in Tel Aviv called for an election now during a protest against the government on Saturday night. Hamas fighters killed 1,200 people in the October attack, according to Israeli tallies, triggering a massive assault on Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says Israel's air and ground campaign in the enclave has killed more than 31,600 people. Most of its 2.3 million residents have been driven from their homes, and aid agencies say the population is on the brink of famine. Israel's allies have piled pressure on Netanyahu not to attack Rafah, where more than a million displaced people from other parts of the devastated enclave have sought shelter.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the General Assembly and the member states that Dominica has not fulfilled its financial obligation to the United Nations and is subjected to invocation of Article 19 of the UN Charter. A Caribbean Tourism Organization report revealed Caribbean tourism experienced a significant surge in 2023, marking a continuation of its recovery as international stayover arrivals increased by 14.3%.
Local, regional.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared he will continue military operations against Hamas in Gaza,
right on cue,
where relief organizations One Hunger is imminent as ceasefire talks were scheduled to restart. The news was brought to you compliments Archipelago Trading, agents of Beacon Insurance Limited. I am Fudison Varman.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.